This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The U.S. Department of Agriculture just released its long-awaited guidelines on hemp cultivation last week. These national regulations are important because Vermont is also coming up with its own rules for growing hemp. The state had to wait for the national rules to be issued before finalizing its state regulations for hemp cultivation. All of this is happening now as the hemp industry is growing across the country and as Vermont looks at a record crop. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been keeping an eye on the national and state rulemaking process, and he joins us now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Jane.
So rules around hemp were changed in the 2018 Farm Bill, and that's one of the reasons why we have so many more acres in production in Vermont this growing season. So if the 2018 Farm Bill basically made it possible to have all this more hemp growing, what was missing that the USDA needed to come out with in terms of rules?
Well, when the 2018 Farm Bill came out, it kind of opened the door for commercial cultivation. Previous to that, in 2014, USDA allowed states and universities to run pilot programs. And Vermont did that. A handful of other states did that. And then in 2018, they said that hemp, if it's measured and grown correctly, it can be grown and sold. And I think that they wanted to get the 2018 growing season in. So USDA allowed states to come up with their own rules and open up the commercial growing. This growing season, USDA kind of promised that they would get the rules together, and that's what happened last week. The USDA rules are also there for states, unlike Vermont, that didn't come up with their own rules. This kind of sets a national standard, so states that might want to now get into hemp cultivation, they can look at these USDA rules to go forward.
So specifically then, what are in the new rules? And it's called a rule. So what's in the new rule?
So the new hemp rule, the first thing it's important to say is that this is what they call an interim rule. And what that means is it goes into effect right away, but it's not going to be finalized for another couple of years. Once the rule was issued last week, it opened up a 60-day comment period, and the state is interested in commenting on that. So there'll be a comment period. It'll take about 2 years. And the main thing that we learned from this is that the federal government is very intent on making sure that hemp remains hemp and it doesn't become marijuana. THC is the compound that's in marijuana. That's what gets you high. And the hemp growers want CBD, which is cannabidiol, and that's related to THC. But the trick is growing a plant that has this CBD. That's the stuff that people say has real health qualities without straying into the THC. And so that's basically what the federal rule did, is it set up how to measure the difference between THC and CBD.
Howard, you mentioned that states like Vermont and several other states had created their own statewide programs and state rules even before the federal government came out with this national sort of blanket guideline. So what does the new USDA rule mean for Vermont?
Well, for Vermont and every state, what they're going to have to do now is they're going to have to officially get their rules approved by USDA. So states like Vermont, they were waiting for this USDA rule to come out to make sure that they aligned. Now that we know it's in the USDA rule, states are going to ask USDA to approve their state rules.
Yeah. And so what are Vermonters thinking about what's in it so far?
Well, Carrie Jaguer, he works with the Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food and Markets, and he wasn't very impressed.
The only thing that rule addresses is THC production and diversion. And the USDA rules fit really well with large production agriculture. We're going to have to craft something that fits small-scale production, Vermont-size agriculture.
So Jagir said that the feds were really strict on that 0.3 threshold of having THC in the plant. There's a lot of confusion, and there's different ways of measuring THC. Vermont uses one method. Jagir mentioned a genetic method that Vermont wants to push. The feds didn't mention that. And so over the next few years or so, or after Vermont asks for their plan to be approved, there's going to be a little bit back and forth with that in what's going to be accepted. Jagir says the USDA were very strict on if something goes above the 0.3, they say that the DEA has to get rid of crops. And Jagir says farmers who invest time and money in a crop that maybe inches a little bit over that 0.3 would really stand to lose a lot if the federal rules remain as written.
I would have preferred to see that some provisions in there that protect the farmer. Those don't exist. It's all about condemning a crop if it goes above that 0.3. And that's not farmer-friendly, and there's a whole lot of other ways to mitigate THC making it to market, and none of those avenues were considered at all.
Yeah, and so, Howard, I mean, we've talked about this on Vermont Edition before. You know, it can be really difficult to make sure that every plant in your entire crop stays below that 0.3 THC level. And of course, the worry is that somebody could be growing marijuana, cannabis that's being used for its THC content. And so what would Vermont actually like to have happen that would be better for Vermont farmers than what the USDA rule proposes?
Well, it all has to do with how THC is measured. And USDA is putting a very strict limit on the 0.3. And Vermont uses something that's called Vermont measures the THC in a different way. And they allow up to 1%. So that's something that Jagir is going to try to do. He's going to make comments to USDA to try and change it. And then he thinks that USDA will accept Vermont's rule in the end.
I see. So you mentioned that these rules are not finalized. These rules go into effect immediately. The USDA put them out and they go into effect immediately. But states like Vermont and others will have some time to weigh in a little bit before the final rules are created and finalized a couple of years from now?
Right. That's a 60-day period. And then USDA is going to take 2 years. And also remember, so in the same time, Vermont is going to put its rule in front of the USDA to try to convince them that the state has different ways of measuring and allowing farmers to use the crop, even if it's a little hot. That's what they say. If there's a little THC, it can be used in fiber. But the way the USDA rule is written right now, the feds want the crops destroyed totally.
That's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thank you very much for talking this through with us today.
All right, Jane, thanks.
And you can see more of Howard's reporting on hemp and the USDA rules at vpr.org.